We turn now to someone who was on the streets of Paris last night. Viktor Boyko is a Russian photographer who's working in Paris and lives close to the Bataclan, the concert hall where the worst of the attacks happened. Mr. Boyko, thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome. Hi.
You were walking home last night. What did you see? What did you hear?
I got out from the metro one station away from my home. It just was, the weather was good, so I thought I'll walk. And it started to become strange right after I came out from the metro. The police was stopping at every cafe and forcing people inside the cafes. So the street looked pretty deserted while I was walking. Another policeman stopped me and said, like, I cannot go further. I said, well, come on, I live there. I have to go. He said, okay, but please be careful. Then I came to the corner of my street, and at the very far end of it is the Bataclan, and the street was closed. Police with vests and automatic rifles were, like, really carefully trying to get into the street. And I went to the bar, which is, like, next door, which was open. I have many friends there. And from there, we learned about the initial attacks. Then we saw many people rushing outside from our street. And then we realized that was the Bataclan. In about half an hour, the police officer came to the bar and said, well, we have to clean up this place. And we were taken to the other side of the boulevard with absolutely no chance to get back where we were. And from there, I saw how wounded people were being rushed to the ambulances. And then Francois Hollande came in about 45 minutes to give his speech to the press. And I stayed there for about 2 hours.
Do you know anyone who was in the attack?
My neighbor living on my floor, he saw it from the window and he rushed down to help the wounded people, and he got shot in the arm.
Sounds like a very brave man, a good neighbor.
Yeah, he's not so young. I think he's 50, 55 years old, and it was in the middle of the night, and he immediately rushed there to help someone, and I saw a lot of blood in our doorway. And his door was open. I said, what happened? He said, I'm in the hospital now. They're taking me to an operation. He got shot in the arm.
Yeah. What's your neighborhood like this morning, Mr. Boyko?
Deserted. The whole street is closed. Only policemen there. A lot of blood stains. Happily, no bodies anymore on the street. As far as I can see, the boulevard looks pretty deserted as well.
Viktor Boyko in Paris, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.